Heather Waltz has a 5-month-old daughter. Most Americans her age have already started a series of vaccinations to prevent everything from hepatitis B to diphtheria to polio. But Waltz's little girl isn't going to get those shots. Her mom worries they could cause things like autism, juvenile diabetes, and even cancer.
I think the jury's still out as far as what the research says, but there was enough anecdotal sort of stuff to sort of make me aware and decide that really, right at this point, vaccinating wasn't what I wanted to do.
Waltz is among a small but growing number of parents who are becoming skeptical of vaccines. Lance Rodewald is director of immunization services at the Centers for Disease Control. He says more than 90% of American children are vaccinated, but there are parts of the country where up to 20% of families are saying no to vaccines.
And that's getting to a rate of lack of protection of children that really can be a fertile ground for the spreading of diseases like measles, and we've actually saw that last year.
In one case last year, Rodewald says a child who wasn't vaccinated caught the measles in Switzerland and brought it back to Arizona.
The parents didn't realize that the child had measles, brought him to the pediatrician's office where there were babies that were too young to be vaccinated that got measles. And then that particular outbreak went through 4 generations of spread from child to child to child to child before it was able to be contained.
Measles can cause more than just a nasty rash. In rare cases, it can lead to death. Measles still cause 200,000 deaths around the world, but it's been almost eradicated in the U.S. because of vaccines. Rodewald says many parents are concerned about vaccines today because of a 10-year-old scientific article that linked the vaccine for measles, mumps, and rubella to autism. Rodewald says the science in that article proved to be wrong.
The authors withdrew their names from the article, but this particular study set off a whole series of concern about vaccines and autism that to this day is still talked about.
Rodewald says many studies have been done and found no association, no cause and effect between vaccines and autism. But it's tough for parents to wade through all the information that's out there these days, and there are so many vaccines to try to understand. Back in the mid-1990s, children were given 6 vaccines. Today, they're supposed to get more than twice that many. Mother Heather Waltz tries to keep up with it all and says she still plans to avoid vaccines.
For every bit of research and every article I find sort of helping me support my point, there's a million other bits of research and articles saying that I'm a bad parent or saying that I'm somehow, you know, damaging the health of the entire United States by not vaccinating my child. I mean, just this idea, you know, like she could be a little measles monster and just running around and infecting all her classmates with measles or something like that, you know, and that would be a terrible thing.
And what do you think when you see that?
It doesn't make logical sense to me. Because to me, if you have 30 kids in a classroom and my one isn't vaccinated, wouldn't my child be the one at risk? Not the public's.
But even if Waltz's daughter doesn't get vaccinated, she'll probably be safe from these diseases. With so many other kids getting inoculations, most of the U.S. is not fertile ground for them to regain traction. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.